Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do opposites attract? This week, I'm looking at three new indie movies with odd combinations. There's an introvert confronting an aggressive frat boy, a law and order lawyer versus an activist opposed to capital punishment, and a punk rock band with a hillbilly roadie who's also a cannibal. Tito, written and directed by Grace Glowicki. Tito, played by the director, is a young guy who lives alone in an empty wooden house. He's tall and gangly, dressed all in black, with heavy brow and sideburns and straight hair tucked behind his ears. He always carries a red plastic whistle around his neck to scare away the baddies. And they're everywhere, banging at the doors, scratching at the windows, or just roaring and howling inside his head. He's very hungry, down to just pickle brine in the fridge, but he's too scared to go outside. Everything changes, though, when he wakes up to find a strange man in his kitchen cooking breakfast. Who is he? John, played by Ben Petrie, says he's there to lend a hand and make a friend. Tito is petrified and repulsed by this invasion, but he joins him at the table. John is the yin to Tito's yang. He's a frat boy bro who gesticulates with grand gestures and talks and shouts non-stop, while the introverted Tito can barely choke out a syllable. But when he passes Tito a joint, the voices in his head turn to music, and he even lets John take him for a walk outside. Can Tito emerge from his shell? Can this odd couple become friends? Or will it lead to trouble? Tito is a stylized and impressionistic character study, a look inside an introvert's brain, sort of a cross between acting, modern dance, and pantomime. Petrie is great as John, the self-declared pussy hound. He's loud, manipulative, and bursting with barely controlled aggression. And Glowicki perfectly conveys a young man's paranoia with a hunched over walk, pulled inward and cringing at the slightest provocation. Tito isn't your usual comedy, drama, or arthouse film, but it's fascinating and watchable nonetheless. Uncle Peckerhead, written and directed by Matthew John Lawrence. Judy, played by Chet Siegel, is a happy-go-lucky musician in her 30s whose dream is finally coming true. Her punk band, called Duh, is going on their first tour. They make a good trio. Mel, played by Ruby McAllister, on drums is a ginger-haired nihilist. Max, played by musician Jeff Riddle, on bass and vocals is a friendly chowderhead, bald and bearded. And Judy, skinny with long black hair, she plays bass and lead vocals, keeps the group running. She has everything ready. Demo tapes, t-shirts, a full roster of music, and the clubs booked to play in. There's only one thing missing. Money. Barely enough coins to rub together. They've already quit their day jobs and they're being kicked out of their apartment. But when their van gets repossessed too, they're really in trouble. How can you go on a tour without wheels? Luckily, they meet a polite and friendly man with a van, played by David Littleton, who offers to be their roadie. He'll drive and do the heavy lifting in exchange for meals and gas money. What a deal. And what's his name? My dad always called me Peckerhead, but you can call me Peck. So they're all set to go, except for one little problem. At midnight, Peck changes in strange ways, and a hidden evil beast emerges. Pretty soon, they're leaving a pile of half-eaten mutilated corpses wherever they go. Uncle Peckerhead is a horror comedy road movie about the usual aspects a touring band faces. Pretentious musicians, unscrupulous managers, adoring fans, combined with hilarious extreme violence and gore. It starts out quirky and funny, but gradually builds to an over-the-top, blood-drenched finish. Fun music, silly characters, unexpected situations, and lots of splashing blood. Siegel is great as Judy, but Lilton steals the show as the aw shucks cannibal yokel. My Days of Mercy, directed by Tali Shalom Ezer. Lucy, played by Ellen Page, is a woman in her 20s who lives in a small Ohio town with her older sister Martha, played by Amy Simetz, and her little brother Ben, played by Charlie Shotwell. The three of them drive their camper across the country to protest capital punishment in front of prisons where an execution is about to take place. She's part of a large community of protesters that regularly meet and comfort one another. At one such demo, she shares a cigarette with a woman named Mercy, played by Kate Mara. The two are totally different. Mara is a well-dressed lawyer with neatly cut blonde hair from Illinois, while Lucy is working-class small town in jeans and t-shirt, but something clicks. When the two meet again, they become friends, and the friendship leads to a relationship. Soon, they're meeting in motels, the RV, or in Lucy's home for passionate sex. But something keeps them apart. Mercy's father is a cop whose partner was killed. She's at the demos to support the executions, while Lucy is there because Dad is on death row, blamed for the murder of her mom. She, Martha, and Ben have spent the past 6 years devoting their lives to saving him. Can Lucy and Mercy overcome the political and family divisions that keep them on opposing sides? Or is their romance doomed from the start? My Days of Mercy is a great Romeo and Juliet, or Julia and Juliet, romantic drama, tender and moving and starkly told. Each episode is set outside a different prison, punctuated by a still shot of the dying prisoner's last meal. Their romance is erotic, sex scenes tastefully done, though surprisingly vanilla. Were they both raised by missionaries? It's beautifully shot with a realistically rendered working class home and the inside of actual prisons. Ellen Page and Kate Mara are full of passion and pathos as the star-crossed lovers. Their story skillfully told, and it's a real tearjerker. I cried at least twice, both for the couple and the horror of the executions. I recommend this movie. Tito and Uncle Peckerhead are now playing today, digitally and on VOD, and My Days of Mercy start now. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.